The Frank Gillard Awards are named in honour of the late war correspondent and founder of BBC Local Radio. Frank Gillard was a much-loved and respected broadcaster who became one of the best-known voices on wartime radio, reporting from the Middle East and Europe.
It's a cold, clear winter's day. The trees, the fields are white with hoarfrost, glistening in the sun. A Christmas scene indeed. Earth stands hard as iron, water like a stone. In dugouts just behind the line, men are sleeping, wearied after last night's patrols. Just stretched out, still wearing their boots, their greatcoats, their leather jerkins. Beyond the dugouts, closer to the enemy, others are standing round small open fires, reading and rereading their Christmas mail. Never for a moment are they off guard. Rifles and Tommy guns are within instant reach.
The awards are exclusively for BBC Local Radio in England. Their purpose is to recognise excellence and spread awareness of good creative programming ideas. I'm Sonia Watson, a broadcast journalist at BBC Essex. Welcome to this audio download. Coming up, you'll hear some highlights of the night, including award-winning radio, reaction from the winners, and remarks from the judges. The ceremony was held in Hull and it was hosted by John Culshaw and from BBC Radio Humberside, Lizzie Rose. The awards were presented by the Director General of the BBC, Tony Hall.
Thank you for having me. It's a great honour and a privilege for me to come and help to present the Gillards tonight. And it's lovely to be back here. I remember the wonderful warmth and friendliness of Hull, and I'll always keep that with me. It's lovely to be back. And so as we are here with these historic dignitaries watching over us, they seem to speak in the voice of Les Dawson and say, for heaven's sake, will you get on with it? And so it's a great pleasure to be here tonight. And I've turned into Sir Terry Wogan. I don't know why. I think perhaps some sort of fitting introduction in the tone of Sir Terry. There we go. So, let's start the 2014 Gillards now. At Hull Guildhall. As ceremonial venues go, it's the greatest of them all. We'll celebrate the excellence of your broadcasting. That's the Gillards roll call. And here's the geezer giving the trophies out. The governor, Tony Hall.
The first award of the night was for the best breakfast show. And the winner was Toby Foster from BBC Radio Sheffield.
Like they profited $2.5 billion. And they charge so much
for the future of this country.
They charge so much that the taxpayer has to give old people money to put the heating on. We subsidise you because we have to give old people warm, cold weather payments. How is that right?
And
that
I'm paying
for old people not to die because you make billions. Insulation.
It was a standout entry, unanimous amongst all the judges. The reason it was so strong was the hard-hitting local journalism, the fact that Toby is so in touch with his patch, his listeners really connect to him and what he says.
I think I've won a one or two before. This one, I think, is my little favourite. I didn't think I'd win it this year. I thought the team had done really well this year. I wasn't sure I had. And I've won it at the Gillards where Romney Robinson won three. So this, is, I think, is going to be the Gillards that people remember.
The next award was for the best programme presenter, and it was won by Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties and BBC WM.
And the
you're going to close it, aren't you?
We're going to make changes. This is entirely to do with...
You're not denying you're going to close it.
Well, I'm saying we can't run the service the way we're running it now with seven fewer doctors, with the number of doctors leaving. We have to make some changes from the end of July.
I'm going to ask you one more time. You are going to close that paediatric unit at the end of July. Is that correct?
We're going to make change. There'll be fewer services on this site from the end of July.
He was probably the most un-BBC entrant within the best presenter categories that we had to look at. And I found him engaging. I found him funny. I found him incredibly honest. And at points I was quite emotional whilst listening to his entry as well, and those were all emotions I didn't expect when I first started listening to it, to both of his entries actually, but I was incredibly impressed.
Well, I've just won Best Programme Presenter, gold, which is crazy. I'm not quite, because, you know, there are loads of really good programme presenters on BBC local radio, and they decided that I was... well, did you hear the lady when they were giving out the things at the end? She said I was, it was the most un-BBC-like show that they'd heard. I'm assuming that's a good thing. It was good enough to win, so... yeah, no, I'm really chuffed. I'm dead chuffed. It's very special. I always kind of thought I was the type of person that didn't win awards, and the last 12 months I've had a really good run, so I'm genuinely very touched, yeah.
BBC Radio Stoke won the original journalism category.
I walked down Burslem and somebody stopped and I got in the car with them and had sex with them, and ever since then, that's what I've done.
You know, majority of guys will get out of their car, walk around, just make general chit-chat. Hi, how you doing? Yes, fine, thank you. Are you having a good day? Yes, thank you. Just ask them if they want some fun, and if they do, they do, and if they don't, they don't.
What really impressed us was that nothing was overproduced. The production team were creative in their treatments, but they just let the interviewees tell their stories. There were no gimmicks, and the result was really compelling and powerful storytelling.
I'm Terry Goodwin. I'm news editor at BBC Radio Stoke. We've won gold. I was absolutely shocked. We won it for an investigation we did into the adult sex trade in Stoke-on-Trent. So we ended up going into brothels to find out what really goes on inside brothels. We went out with the police who were trying to help prostitutes in the Stoke-on-Trent area. It's been a long-running problem and it's something that really needs investigating. So that's what we did.
You're listening to the Frank Gillard Awards audio download 2014.
To help with the hosting of the awards, which had a lot of warmth, a lot of goodwill, I love teams from radio stations because, you know, there's such a, I keep saying camaraderie, but I think it's at its strongest that you can see. And, you know, that the cheers whenever a radio station name was mentioned as one of the nominees, and the absolute raptures when a station won was absolutely wonderful. And when the well-loved personalities emerge, such as, Roni Robinson from BBC Radio Sheffield, sweeping the board tonight, and just to see how much his team and the people who work with him and the producers who work with him and around him just think the world of him. Wonderful. And his ovation, just sort of witnessing these sorts of working relationships celebrated. It's fabulous.
The next award was coverage of a news story. The winner was BBC WM.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to a special investigation here on BBC WM into allegations that a group of radical Muslims have infiltrated inner city schools in Birmingham with a view to pushing a hardline Islamist agenda. The so-called Trojan horse plot supposedly involves parents taking over the governing bodies of failing state schools with a view to turning them unofficially into religious schools.
WM's coverage was absolutely superb on Operation Trojan Horse. It was a great story, which they just delivered really, really well. They were across all the news lines on it, but also they were across all the key players. And they had loads and loads of really lively interviews across all their programmes. They did really well on it.
Wow, this is amazing. This was a really difficult subject and it really was a group effort. So thanks to everyone at BBC WM. It wasn't us two. There's two people especially that we need to thank. And it's Catherine Stanchesh and one of our reporters who really got some great exclusives. And Adrian Goldberg, our presenter, who just really took it and owned it and really made this the story that it was for us. So thank you very much.
The Journalist of the Year Award was picked up by Tracy G from BBC Radio Leeds.
Eris, let me ask you for starters a little bit about your story. You were born a boy. Mm-hmm. When did you know that you wanted to be a girl?
From very young, but you suppress it. It gets harder and harder, and it just comes to the stage where it's either you do it or you're going to be one of the saddest people that, you know, is alive.
Well, Tracy G's entry just stood out from the rest. She was able to paint pictures through her words as well as through sound. In the world of radio, for obvious reasons, you can't see any pictures. And it's really a skill to get the audience to visualise where the reporter is, how people are feeling, and what the mood is. And she was able to do that in a very skillful and succinct way.
Just thank you for this. I've got my bookends, yes. And I know that my family, I just want to say, Andy, my husband, we've got a little baby on the way at the moment, so he's going to be as emotional as me. And so my mum and dad, who support me every day, just thank you so much, guys.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire won the Diversity Award.
I will kill you, I will kill your friend, your girlfriend.
Migrant workers are being controlled and intimidated by violent, organised criminals who've infiltrated Fenland farming.
They were taking baseball sticks, going to these houses and start to scaring people or even physically punishing them.
Today, I can reveal how they're being exploited.
Fundamentally, it was just an amazing piece of journalism. And it gave you access to a community that you very rarely hear from. It was also a piece of journalism that led to actions and supermarket changing their policies. And that's why it just stood out from the rest.
The main thing I wanted to say was thanks to my bosses for giving me the time. I did an investigation into illegal gangmasters in Wisbeach. And one of the biggest problems was the language barrier and trust. And that takes time to build up people's trust. And it's very rare to get time in local radio to really get into a community and ingratiate yourselves. And without time, we wouldn't have got that story.
Thanks, Jo Taylor. Thanks very much, David Harvey, everyone at BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, Andy Harper, my lovely friend, Gerald Mayhem, for setting me off on the course. I'm tempted to sing you a little song. Do you mind singing it? Very, very quick. Ready? Bring me sunshine in your smile. Everybody. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can bring to each bright new day tomorrow. Make me happy. Come on.
Okay, I've got to be honest. I think BBC Radio Cambridgeshire really does have the X Factor. Yeah. I thought that was fantastic. It was spontaneous. I liked what you were wearing. I think... stop being a journalist. You should be a pop star. You're through to the next Gillars.
The next award was for the Best Mid-Morning Show. The winner was Roni Robinson from BBC Radio Sheffield.
Lynn, I bet you managed to tell him you loved him in that last period.
No, I didn't. And that's one of the biggest regrets.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I was going through so many emotions at the time. I mean, there wasn't a morning that I didn't come down, see him and say, I'll go and get you breakfast now. I'd got the chance to say, love you, you know, good morning, I love you, but still didn't. Still never said, I love you.
It was a very close run race this year. The quality was great and we had a real struggle to get it down from 7-3 in the end.
The three included Jonathan Vernon-Smith. You are amazing. I'm actually scared of you because what you do with the callers, I would love to do. The way, I don't know, it made me laugh so much. And I know I wasn't supposed to your entry, but the callers themselves were brilliant too. So your team are ace, Jonathan. Well done. And also in Gloucestershire, Chris Baxter, the fact that when he had what he thought was a stroke, he reached for... Chris, you reached for a microphone and recorded the effect on your voice. That's heroic. That was amazing.
But we finally decided to give the gold to Roni Robinson, whose standard of interviewing was fantastic. The entry had real range and depth, and it showed the power of a presenter's relationship with his listeners, that they tell him quite extraordinary stories.
Hello, I'm Bernie Keith from BBC Radio Northampton, and you're listening to the Gillard Award Audio Download.
Oh yes, now that yes, the singing man. Yes, this was for one of the categories which was pretty serious, actually. You know, one of the news journalism items, and you know, the audience had been sort of stunned into a very quiet sort of whoa. what have we just heard there? This is a very serious matter type reaction. And then the fellow who'd played a part in winning it said, anyway, yeah, there we are. Right, let's sing a song. And he started doing Bring Me Sunshine by Morecambe and Wise. And a collective sort of like whole Guildhall started going, what? What on earth? But then it was just very, very pleasing. And that was just one of the spontaneous moments that we all hope for and rather enjoy on an occasion like this.
The next category was the ultimate hot seat, and it was won by BBC Radio Sheffield.
How do you feel about gay sex generally, Stephen?
I think the church holds to the view that the right place for sexual expression is within marriage, and therefore abstinence outside of that marriage is the thing that's commended for the...
So gay sex Christians. Is still wrong?
It's outside of marriage, yeah.
Still wrong. But they can't get married, so it must be wrong always.
But part of the conversation we want to have is to listen to the experiences of people who are who don't take that view within the church and outside. No. There's been a massive change in the last...
It's not changed very much. If you don't believe in gay sex and you don't believe in gay marriage, you believe the same thing you've always believed.
I do believe the same thing I've always believed.
Do you believe what the Bible says about it?
Well, Ronnie Robinson from Radio Sheffield for us was everything that local radio should be. It was a very strong entry in terms of the content and the way he was interviewing the various guests that he was confronted with. We were particularly impressed, I think, and it was a unanimous decision, by the way he held to account the local bishop in a way that you don't always hear done. It was incisive, it was determined, but it was also just that right side of the line that says he wasn't going to be fobbed off, but he was never rude or disrespectful.
BBC Radio Oxford won the next award for their sports coverage.
The most sought-after target in athletics, the four-minute mile, was achieved on the Oxford University track at Iffley Road.
With only 2,000 people in attendance.
I'm not sure how many people were there. I've read various numbers, 1,200 or 3,000.
I was one of the few. There were a few thousand at the... I think there's about 6,000 at the stadium.
Less than 3,000 people, mostly undergraduates, were there to see Roger Bannister break all mile records on the same ground on which he had run his first mile race.
To most, he will always be that 25-year-old athlete who strode into the history books on that day at the Iffley Road athletics track.
I was there.
I was there.
I was there.
I was there.
And if I wasn't there, we probably wouldn't be here.
And that's how Roger Bannister, the 25-year-old medical student, became the first man in the world to run a mile in under 4 minutes. 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds, to be exact. And only a small crowd saw him do it.
I'm delighted to say that it was the unanimous choice of all three judges, partly because it was so beautifully researched, it was beautifully produced, it was beautifully presented. Some great testimonies from people who were there, including, rather amusingly, a policeman who was there but had his back, effectively, to the entire event. But above all, I would say that because it was in a documentary format, it stood out. Documentaries are things which local radio find very difficult to produce, of course, because of budgets. And so that, for me, made it stand out as the big entry of this present Frank Gillard Sports Awards for 2014.
Subject that's told, the Bannister story is a story that's told a lot, but I thought we'd done it real justice in terms of telling it in a different way. So, like, yeah, I mean, it took a lot of work, but, it's worth it, isn't it? We won gold last year for the same category, so two in a row. I heard someone else has won two in a row, say, bookends, and that's nice, but, you know, to win one is great, to win two is unbelievable. Like, it's a real dream, because sport is something that local radio does so well, like, so well.
The Best Programme Award was given to BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
July 2013, 16-year-old Ryan Smith's life was changed forever.
This is Dad Mark Smith clutching his son in hospital, who's been in a coma for 5 weeks. Now, this is 16-year-old Ryan Smith, who was on his way to work in Chapel St Leonard's when he had a crash with a van. He was on his cycle, he wasn't wearing a helmet, and he now has serious brain injuries.
One minute. You've got a 16-year-old fit and well, beautiful, awaiting his GCSEs eagerly. Can't wait to get back to school for his A-levels. Got the world at his feet. Strong athlete, strong footballer. Just loves life.
He's found it very difficult to see that life has changed, and I think he felt he was always the Ryan of before the accident, which is a natural thing to feel and to express. And now he's getting to the point where he understands much more that he has got work to do and that things are different.
It was a really, really tough decision this year. I listened to some really fabulous programmes, amazing ideas, great bits of radio. We did narrow it down, but it got to a really crucial kind of final two, and we argued and we argued, and they're both fantastic programmes. In the end, we had to actually send it to an independent adjudicator because we just couldn't agree. They were so good.
This is has nothing to do with me at all. It's very easy to put a documentary together about a boy who is so courageous as Ryan was, and his whole family. Since his accident, the whole family have strived to make him better, and they continue to strive to make him better, and we will follow his journey throughout. All I've done is interview them and do my best, so thank you very much.
BBC Radio York won the Faith Award.
Happy Christmas. Welcome to Bishopthorpe Palace. I'm sat by the fireside, and for the next hour on BBC Radio York, I want to look at the idea of regeneration as Doctor Who takes to our TV screens tonight. To do that, we're going to hear from North Yorkshire people whose lives has been transformed by their faith in God.
It was quite a tight-run thing between the judges, actually, between two stations in particular. But in the end, York were the winners because the judges felt that the standard of production was so high, the stories were so original, and it presented Christmas in quite a different way and one that appealed to stations beyond the York region.
This is the first time I've been to a Gillard's evening, and it's great because it highlights what's good about local radio. Some of the awards there, you hear little snippets from the programme, you meet lots of people that are involved in it as well, and it's the best of local radio and why local radio is so important to the BBC and to its audiences. And from the faith perspective, I think it's important for us to show that faith is important to communities and beyond just people who go to church, but has something to say to people in their everyday lives.
The next award was for the Best Promotional Campaign, and it was won by BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Lipdub is coming to Lincoln.
What you do is you get a camera and then drive through your city filming a whole choreographed community miming to some very famous songs. We're looking for about 30 or more community groups to take part in it. The idea is to involve as many people as possible, at least around about 1,000 is what we're aiming at, but hopefully more than that, really.
Part of it. The work that BBC Radio Lincolnshire did was just incredible to see, and it reached new audiences in a completely new way, and actually at the same time managed to really redefine the image of the radio station. But not only that, it brought community groups together in just a fantastic way. The content looked great, the way it was presented on the air was consistent, and the results, well, they just spoke for themselves.
I'll speak on behalf of my colleagues, James, who makes beautiful promos but doesn't want to speak on the stage, and Jess, who did so much for Lip Dub Lincoln. It was a stupid idea. A load of people jumping up and down the streets of Lincoln at 6 o'clock in the morning, miming to Take That songs. But we did it. And I got to thank a few people. I've got to thank BBC North, the creative kicker, Peter Salmon, Pat Connor, for giving us the money to do it and believing we could do it. And thanks to everybody. That when the whole station gets behind something, it really becomes an event. It's more than just an OB, it's more than just a promo. It's this huge thing that everybody gets behind, and that's what happened with Lip Dub Lincoln. Fantastic. I'm so pleased. Can I just say, last time I was on stage here, 1985, yeah, and I was the MC and compere for Miss Radio Humberside, 1985. How times do change. Thank you very much.
Roni Robinson won the Outstanding Contribution Award.
And this next award tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it recognises outstanding contributions to BBC local radio, either by individuals or a team. And it is introduced. Please welcome him back. Welcome David Holdsworth.
Thank you. Well. The Outstanding Contribution Award tonight goes to someone everyone in this room now knows rather well. He's presented brilliant radio programmes uninterrupted for three decades. He's been a postman, a sex education teacher, and a playwright. We decided to make him the recipient for the Outstanding Contribution Award before learning that the judges in two other categories had also voted him their overall winner tonight. Proof indeed that this really is a presenter absolutely at the top of his game. John Mothersole is the chief executive of Sheffield City Council. He said this, "When I arrived in Sheffield, my landlord told me I needed to know three things about Sheffield. Henderson's Relish, the Fat Cat Pub, and Roni Robinson. And all three are absolutely brilliant. The one thing we know about Roni, he is always for Sheffield."
Well, I'd just say thank you very much. It's a bizarre moment, really. I had a side bet with my children about... I've got three kids who listen to Radio Sheffield in various parts of the world whenever they are travelling the world or living their lives. And I had them a bet tonight that we might have a chance at Radio Sheffield with Toby Foster, of course, who's wonderful, with the rest of our contributions, which were pretty wonderful. I'm just so jammy. I've done 30 years at it. And this probably clinches it, and it's probably time to say, no, it's been wonderful. Three Gillards in one night is a record, isn't it?
The culmination of the evening was the award for Station of the Year, and it was won by BBC WM.
The judges admired the hugely enjoyable and authentic connection between the station and its target listeners. An ambitious, confident and creative listen worthy of the gold. The Station of the Year 2014 is BBC WM.
Perry Beaches, Castle Vale, West Bromwich,
Solihull,
Walsall, Coleshill, Wolverhampton,
Dudley Camp Hill,
Tamworth,
Jewellery Quarter,
Hockley,
Yardley, Sutton Coldfield,
Tipton, Redditch,
Bilston,
Blackheath,
Sheldon,
Acast Green.
BBC WM.
Your radio station is your show.
We're the voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Breaking news from down your road.
Scandals in your postal code.
Crime.
Corruption.
Train disruption.
Just because it nearly snowed.
Passion callers vent their spleen.
Live reporters on the scene.
Email.
Text.
Have your say.
More on that throughout the day.
Weekday mornings.
Big debates.
Opinions to articulate.
Afternoons. Fun and chat.
Place and tune.
Chew the fat.
Guests and personalities.
From all of our communities.
If you love where you live,
it's you we should be talking with.
BBC 95.6
FM. BBC WM.
The voice
of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
WM is an amazing place to work. It's the best job I've ever had, and it's the best team I've ever worked with. I think it's a mix of brilliance, creativity, huge talent, and a little dash of insanity, if I'm completely honest with you. We have amazing presenters. We have a fantastic team of journalists, producers. I have a management team who are incredibly supportive and look after the insanity that mostly comes from me. But we have, I think, above all else, this just amazing sense of teamwork and real ambition as well. And I think, you know, we take ideas, and some of them are frankly dreadful and fail miserably, and others seem to work. But I think the main people I think I need to thank, and I know this sounds a bit of a cliche, but I think it's absolutely true for WM, because it is, like any radio station, it's about the connection you have with the audience. And I think it's our audience that are the real sort of stars of WM. They're literally the voice of the station now. They're the ones who helped us drop a knife crime manifesto. They're the ones who rang up and said, we'll come to the station on Christmas Day with presents and food and even drive elderly people in for Pete's pensioners party. They're the ones who danced on the streets of Birmingham for a Brum Moves video that we made. So I think it's, like every local radio station, it's about the listeners, it's about that connection. But it's also about having just a load of fun, isn't it? And that's what it is at WM. And this is incredibly, satisfying and just, really happy. Amazing.
Hello there, this is John Coleshaw, and you have been listening to the Gillards Awards audio download.
Good for you. You made the right decision.
The Frank Gillard Awards audio download 2014 was produced for BBC English Regions by John Cameron McIntosh, station sound producer at BBC Essex and BBC Radio Suffolk.